from Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine announces truce next week. Pakistan pushes back against Islamic State. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko ordered a new ceasefire next week as part of a push to end months of fighting with pro-Russian rebels near the Russian border. Russian and Western media quote rebel leaders as saying they will support the initiative. The surprise announcement is the third such effort to end widespread fighting that erupted in April and has since claimed more than 4,300 lives. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and accused the West of using the Ukraine crisis as a pretext to impose sanctions on Moscow. Delivering his annual State of the Union speech Thursday, Mr. Putin referred to Crimea as Russia's spiritual ground. On the subject of Western sanctions, he said those were applied simply because Russia had become strong and independent. This is VOA News. U.S. officials have confirmed that American commandos failed to rescue American journalist Luke Summers in Yemen recently because he was not at the raid site. Six Yemenis, a Saudi, and an Ethiopian were rescued in the operation. Summers was kidnapped in September 2013 in Sana'a, Yemen, by an al-Qaeda branch in the Arabian Peninsula. The Yemen-based militant group released a video Thursday featuring Summers in which it said it would kill the 33-year-old photojournalist if the U.S. government did not meet its unspecified demands within 3 days. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab says it shot down a Kenyan military plane returning from a combat mission in Somalia. Kenya says the plane crashed near Kismayo due to technical problems while returning from a mission in southern Somalia. New York says it is going to retrain its police force after a white officer was cleared of any criminal wrongdoing for holding an unarmed black man in a fatal chokehold earlier this year. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the retraining program for the city's 20,000-member force on Thursday. He said it was essential that people of all races are treated equally by police. A grand jury decided not to indict the officer, Daniel Pantaleo, for his fatal chokehold on the 43-year-old man, Eric Garner, in July. U.S. civil rights leaders condemned the grand jury decision. In the Garner incident, the 43-year-old was arguing with several police officers who were arresting him for allegedly selling untaxed cigarettes. After several minutes, the police officer grabbed Garner from behind in a chokehold and forced him down to the sidewalk. Officer Pantaleo issued a statement saying he felt very bad about the death of Mr. Garner and never attempted to hurt anyone. Residents in the central Philippines are stocking up on emergency supplies and fleeing the coast ahead of the arrival of a powerful typhoon. It is expected to arrive Saturday in eastern Samar province. It is the same region hit last year by a super typhoon that killed over 7,000 people. Turkish prosecutors have indicted 13 Turkish ultranationalists on charges related to an attack on three U.S. sailors in Istanbul last month. Thursday's indictment charges the attackers with violating public protest laws and causing insult and injury. Police in the United Arab Emirates have arrested a local woman on suspicion of stabbing to death an American school teacher in a restroom at a shopping mall in the capital, Abu Dhabi. Authorities say the suspect also tried to plant a makeshift bomb at the home of an American doctor. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.